AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The manhunt for two escaped killers remains focused on the woods near the upstate New York prison they fled from last week. Bloodhounds track their scent. State Police Trooper Jennifer Fleischman says residents are urged to lock their doors and stay vigilant.
We are strongly asking all of the public to remain vigilant, report anything suspicious, anything with regard to vehicle larcenies, burglaries, trespass, any sign of any of that. We need to know about it.
Schools in Dannemora were closed today. An instructor at the prison tailor shop admitted that she may have had a role in helping the convicts escape. A federal government workers union says the hackers who breached the Office of Personnel Management probably have confidential information on every single employee. Many government insiders believe China is to blame. How much is it costing the U.S. to fight the Islamic State group?
The total so far is more than $2.7 billion, an average of more than $9 million a day since the U.S. bombing campaign began last August. The Pentagon's detailed breakdown shows the Air Force is footing about two-thirds of the daily cost. The combat, reconnaissance, and other flights are running more than $5 million each day. And the data give a rare look into special operations spending, which is more than $200 million on the Islamic State fight since August. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
A judge in Cleveland says there is enough evidence to charge two white police officers in the fatal shooting of 12-year-old Tamir Rice in November. The child had been playing at a park with a toy gun. Although the judge ruled that there's probable cause, the prosecutor says that a grand jury will decide if charges are warranted. Boston's Mayor Martin Walsh has signed an executive order. It creates a gender-neutral restroom inside City Hall. He says more people will be comfortable. This is AP Radio News. The former girlfriend of Colorado theater shooting suspect James Holmes has finished testifying. She was cross-examined by the defense with hopes of making the defendant seem more humanized.
A French prosecutor said today,
Gargi Data testified she and Holmes talked about his social anxiety months before the shooting.
That and some other concerns he had, I told him to go see a therapist. It might be better for him. It might help him.
And Data told the jury at first she thought James Holmes was joking when he talked about doing something evil.
He starts talking about justice. At that point, I start thinking maybe he's serious, but it seemed very philosophical.
The district attorney says Holmes' breakup with Dada was a catalyst for the shooting. I'm Ed Donahue.
A dust storm has ended in southeastern Colorado, but not before it triggered an 11-car pileup. Two people died. Four others were injured. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.